Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of Kol Makom Shenema Seh Eina Ela Lohitzeis HaKlayim. Wherever the pasuk mentions the word Seh, it comes to exclude Klayim, a hybrid animal born from two different species. This is relevant to either Petach HaMor, in that Ein Poydin V'loy B'Klayim, a Petach HaMor cannot be redeemed with a sheep that is from Klayim, or to the Isra to eat a Tame animal, L'Tame Shenoyle Min HaTar V'Iburi Min HaTame. If a tummy animal, such as a horse, was born from Klayim, the mother was a Tohar, a cow, while the father was a tummy, a horse, the offspring may not be eaten. The Mishnah's halacha of Ma'achri Chutz Mi'echad Mi'meya Shabai. If a person stole an animal and he only sold part of the animal and kept even 1/100th for himself, or Shahitza Le Bay Shutfis, he was a partial owner of the animal and he stole it from his partner and sold it, Misham Tashlum Mi'kefil Ve'ein Misham Tashlum Abba Chamisha. He pays only kefil, but he does not pay dal behe. The four opinions regarding mai chutz mi echad mi mei shabai. What part of the animal would be considered a shear, an exclusion from the sale, for which the ganav is potter from dal behe? The two contradicting brises regarding shutvin shaganvu, if two partners stole one animal, are they liable to pay dal behe or not? The question of chutz mi ubra mahu, if the ganav sold a pregnant cow, but he did not sell the uber, does he pay dal vehei or not?